from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Over the years of church history, Holy Mother Church wrote the Mass text, gave it to her people, and said, "Take this, all of you, and pray it. This is our Mass text, which has been given unto you."
It's time for Christus Vincit Anywhere, that half-week quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, a candlepin bowling fan from Rhode Island, where there is no candlepin bowling, here's Brian Michael LePage. Hello and welcome. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. We are on our seventh week of Easter, or in the extraordinary form, we'll call it the week in the octave of the Ascension. Welcome to our 133rd episode of Christus Vincit Anywhere. Last Sunday, my daughter Brittany and I got to see something I've always wanted to see and have never seen in the 43 years of my life. A taping session for a candlepin bowling show. Yep. Sunday morning, we took the trek from the armpit of Rhode Island up to Woburn, Massachusetts. Yeah, it's spelt Woburn, but pronounced Woburn, go figure. To watch a taping of four episodes of the show Candlepin Challenge. Now, most New Englanders and Eastern Canadians are probably very familiar with candlepin bowling. Very small ball, very skinny pins, three balls to knock them all down, and you play the fallen wood. The typical male candlepin pro normally averages anywhere between 120 and 130. That is it. That's how tough the game is. The typical female candlepin pro, about 10 pins less. No one has ever rolled a perfect 300 game in the century-long history of candlepin bowling. In fact, the highest score ever recorded, 245. A great number of pros have yet to even break 200. And those who have didn't break it by much. A very popular bowling show simply called Candlepin Bowling ran on WCVB TV Channel 5 in Boston from 1958 up until the beginning of 1996, a run of 37 and a half years. Matter of fact, Don Gillis, who hosted the show from 1967 up until the show's finale, died just 2 weeks ago at the age of 85. It was watching that show that got me hooked. Now, Candlepin Challenge, which is the show that Brittany and I got to watch the taping of, is on a cable channel, Comcast 8. We don't have Comcast here in Rhode Island. We get to watch it anyways. You see, if you don't have Comcast as your cable supplier, don't fret. You can watch it online. I'm going to leave a link in today's show notes. So where does one get to bowl candlepins? Well, not in Rhode Island. At this time, Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, the Canadian provinces of New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, and one stray candlepin house in a city called Wyoming, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. Today we're going to talk about mass texts. But first, let's greet our jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, jungle screechers. And today we present our feast for the week calendar of the seventh week of Easter, or week in the octave of Ascension, depending on which form of the Mass you're celebrating. We'll start with Monday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Pius V. Tuesday the 6th, in both forms of the Mass, Feria. Wednesday the 7th, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Stanislaus Kostka. Thursday, May 8th, in both forms, Feria. Friday the 9th, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Gregory Nazianzen. Now, Saturday the 10th, in the ordinary form, optional memorial at the morning masses, Blessed Damien Joseph de Vester of Molokai. Now, in both forms, in the evening on that Saturday, the Vigil of Pentecost. And Sunday, on the 11th, in both forms, of course, Pentecost, or traditionally known as Whit Sunday, meaning White Sunday, named after the white vestments worn by the newly baptized. The celebrant, by the way, actually wears red vestments on that day. That is the birthday of the church. For great stories on great feasts and great saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website at www.newadvent.org.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal Spinted Anywhere suggestion box.
Okay, let's take a look at today's suggestion box. We're going to cover the two Pentecost masses. Why two? Well, simple. The Solemnity of Pentecost is one of a handful of solemnities left that have a separate vigil mass in the ordinary form. The others are Christmas, Easter, the birth of St. John the Baptist, the Apostle Saints Peter and Paul, and the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're going to start with the Pentecost vigil, and let's take a look at our introit. Dum sanctificatus fuero in vobis, congregabo vos de universis terris, et effundam super vos aqua mundam, et mundabimini ab omnibus inquinamentis vestris, et dabo vobis spiritum novum, alleluia, alleluia. Psalm. Benedicam dominum in omni tempore, semper laus eius in ore meo. When I vindicate my holiness through you, I will gather you from all lands, and I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be cleansed from all your filthiness, and I will give you a new spirit. Alleluia, alleluia. Psalm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be in my mouth. Now one would quickly think taste and see, as the verse is based on that particular psalm, Psalm 34 or 33 in the Vulgate. However, though you could get away with that as an extra communion piece, I would lean more towards the antiphon, which talks about sprinkling and cleansing. After all, as I mentioned earlier, the traditional name for Pentecost is Whit Sunday, meaning White Sunday. It's named after the color of the garments worn by the newly baptized. Now, even on this day, white is still used for the baptismal garment. Pentecost, by the way, is a good way to perhaps throw in a sprinkling rite in place of the penitential rite. A couple of quick notes, too, about the Liturgy of the Word for the Pentecost Vigil. As many of you probably know, the Liturgy of the Word for the Pentecost Vigil gives you four choices for the Old Testament reading. One from Genesis, one from Exodus, one from the prophet Ezekiel, and one from the prophet Joel. Many disposable worship aids will probably print one of them out, usually the one from Genesis, and it'll still give you just the references to the other three. However, in an extended vigil, one can actually use all four of these readings. If you follow the link to the Cantica Nova reference that I'm leaving in today's show notes and scroll down, you'll find the order of the extended vigil for Pentecost as celebrated in the Vatican on that page as well. Also, the Pentecost sequence, Veni Sancte Spiritus, is required at all the Masses on Pentecost Sunday. However, it is not used at all in the vigil. Now, the lectionary chants for the day, the responsorial psalm, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth, with selected verses from Psalm 104 or 103 in the Vulgate. The Alleluia verse, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. The Alleluia verse, of course, is paraphrased from the Latin hymn Veni Creator Spiritus, or the uber familiar English translation, come, Holy Ghost. Notice I said, come Holy Ghost, not one spirit, one church, okay? Let's focus on receiving the Holy Spirit instead of singing about what kind of people we are. And now chants from the Graduale. Again, it's two Alleluias instead of a gradual and an Alleluia. The first Alleluia verse, Imite Spiritum Tuum et Creabunta et Renovabis Faciem Terre. Send forth your spirit, and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. And that is one of the verses from a responsorial psalm from the lectionary. And the second Alleluia verse, De complerentur dies Pentecostes, erat omnes pariter sedentes. When the day of Pentecost arrived, all sat together. This verse begins the second reading of the Pentecost Sunday liturgy, which comes from the Acts of the Apostles. This also alludes me to one of the few hymns with a gathering theme that's actually any good. The hymn is called On Pentecost They Gathered, which actually retells the story from the Acts of the Apostles. And the tune is quite nice. It's a tune called Munich. It's an adaptation of a chorale, Cast Thy Burden Upon the Lord, which comes from the Oratorio Elijah by Felix Mendelssohn. Now, believe it or not, OCP includes this hymn in their Breaking Bread in Today's Missal books. I'll leave a link to the text in the show notes. The offertory for the vigil. Imit Dei Spiritum Tuum et Creabunte et Renovabis Faciem Terre. Sit Gloria Domini in Secula. Alleluia. A little bit of an extension of that first Alleluia from the Graduale. Send forth your spirit and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Glory be to the Lord forever. Alleluia. Finally, the communion for that day. Ultimo festivitatis die dicebat Iesus. Qui in me credit, flumina de ventre eus fluent aquae vive. Alleluia, alleluia. On the last day of the feast, Jesus said, He who believes in me, from his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Now, he said this about the Spirit, which those who believe in him were to receive. Alleluia, alleluia. This is pretty much the entire gospel reading for the Vigil Mass, because it's a very, very short gospel. Additional hymns. Come down, O love divine. This hymn is a translation of the Italian Descendi Amor Santo and set to the tune Down Ampney from Ralph Vaughan Williams. O Holy Spirit, by whose breath, another translation of the Veni Creator Spiritus, set to the mode 7 chant tune of the same title. Send forth from the heavens, a lovely John Donne text found in the book Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles, set to the tune Hanover, a tune commonly used for O Worship the King. Spirit Divine, attend our prayers. It's one you don't see too often anymore, but this is set to a couple of different tunes. Earlier hymnals usually have it set to the tune Greifenberg or Greifenberg. Later hymnals use the tune St. Agnes, which is most commonly used with the hymn Shepherd of Souls, Refresh and Bless. Now let's take a look at Pentecost Sunday. Introit. Spiritus Domini replevit orbim terrarum. Alleluia. Et hoc quod continet omnia scientiam habit vocis. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Psalmus. Exsurgat Deus, et dissipentur inimici eus, et fugiant qui oderunt eum a facie eus. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Alleluia. And that which contains all things knows every language spoken by men. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Psalm. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before his face. The antiphon here comes from the first chapter of Wisdom, while the verse comes from Psalm 68, or 67 in the Vulgate. The responsorial psalm from the lectionary and also the Alleluia verse from the lectionary are exactly the same as those from the Vigil Mass. Well, there's the psalm antiphon anyways. The selected verses from Psalm 104 or 103 Vulgate, used in the Sunday responsorial psalm, are a bit different from the Vigil responsorial psalm. In terms of chants from the Graduale, the first Alleluia verse for the Sunday is the same as the first Alleluia verse of the Vigil. The second Alleluia verse is Veni Sancte Spiritus repletuorum corda fidelium et tui amoris in eis igniem accende, which translates to the Alleluia verse given in the lectionary. Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Again, we allude to the Veni Creator Spiritus, or Come Holy Ghost, or O Holy Spirit, by whose breath are any of those translations thereof. Also, again, remember that on Pentecost Sunday, the sequence is required. Veni Sancte Spiritus, or a translation thereof. Come, O Holy Spirit, come. The offertory for the Sunday. Confirma hoc Deus, quod operatus est in nobis. A templo tuo quod est in Jerusalem, tibi offerent reges munera. Alleluia. Confirm, O God, which you have accomplished in our midst. From your holy temple, which is in Jerusalem, kings shall offer you gifts. Alleluia. These are a couple of selected verses from Psalm 68 or Vulgate 67. Communion. Factus est repente de celo sonus advenientis spiritus vehementis. ubi erat sedentes, alleluia. Et repletes sunt omne spiritu sancto, loquentes magnalia Dei, alleluia, alleluia.
Suddenly came a sound from heaven,
like a rush of a mighty wind, in the place which they are sitting, alleluia. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and announced the great things God has done, alleluia, alleluia. And this alludes me to a hymn that used to be found in the old J.S. Pollock Missalette called the Carol of the Holy Spirit. It begins with the words, a mighty sound from heaven at Pentecost there came and filled the place of meeting with rushing wind and flame. This hymn can still be found in the Episcopal Hymnal 1982 at number 230. Incidentally, anyone notice the words, a mighty wind in the translation of the proper here? Yeah, please don't confuse that with the movie A Mighty Wind, which spoofs on different folk groups from the 60s. A few other additional hymns. And of course, in addition to any of the hymns mentioned earlier in the vigil section of this segment, we also have these. Fire of God, Undying Flame. This can be found in Worship 3, set to the tune Nuncom de Haydn Highland, a tune most commonly used with the hymn Savior of the Nations Come. Hail the Festival Day, using the Vaughan Williams tune Salve Festa Dies. Holy Spirit, Truth Divine, set to a few different hymn tunes that support the poetic meter 7777. And finally, Joy Because the Circling Year, set to the tune Gott sei Dank, a tune that is commonly used with a lost 45 we'll have to do one time. On this day, the first of days. For more ideas on hymns, choral anthems, and motets, as well as organ music, check out the Conticanova planning pages. I'll leave links in today's show notes for the vigil and the Sunday. Don't forget the vigil link has also the order of the extended vigil as celebrated in the Vatican. And we'll be back. And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ. Songs written in the style of those sung in the movie A Mighty Wind should not be used during the celebration of Holy Mass. If you see this happening, spread the germ around, and probably Musikam Sakram, too.
Over the years of church history, Holy Mother Church wrote the Mass text, gave it to her people, and said, take this, all of you, and pray it. This is our Mass text, which has been given unto you.
Over the past few decades, we've seen a number of parishes succumb to those who believe that the Mass is supposed to serve us, whether that belief be brought on by priests, musicians, liturgist wannabes, you know, the ones in the blogosphere that we refer to as liturgists, or even some bishops. That belief is about as false an impression as you're going to get about today's liturgy, the Novus Ordo, the ordinary form of the Mass. The truth is that we don't create the liturgy. We are given the liturgy. The Church has given us the liturgy, a reminder of that final supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, the taste of our Lord Jesus Christ that fills us, satisfies our hunger, not so much in a material sense, you know, as in you just ate a big steak and if you eat any more you're going to explode, not in that kind of a sense at all, but in a spiritual sense. One of my former pastors would rightfully say that if you eat just a small fraction of the host, you're eating the whole Christ, the Lord Jesus, in his entirety. We are stewards of this liturgy. We are entrusted by the Church and by the Lord with this ritual that is called Mass. Do this in memory of me. Celebrate it according to the Church's will. And the words given to us, not to be ad-libbed or altered,
not to have these crazy innovations like liturgical dancers pirouetting around the altar with incense balls instead of a server processing with a thurible. And not like Father Bob and other ministers doing the cha-cha or twirling around the place with the Book of Gospels in his hand. And not like the keyboard player bopping around like he's the next Elton John. Or kids prancing up and down the aisles with rainbow-colored streamers. One of the things we're taught is not to pray at Mass or sing the Mass, but to pray the Mass. Sing the Mass. Pray, sing, depends on which context you're using. Pray the Mass, okay, if it's low Mass. Sing the Mass if it's any form of the sung Mass. Now, how often do you see or hear the actual propers being sung at Mass, whether it be the Latin proper sung to the melodies given in the Graduale Romanum, or even an English translation or paraphrase thereof, sung to a metrical hymn tune, whether it be used alone or in addition to a hymn? Not very often. Unfortunately, those who do get written off as elitists for using the very words the Holy Mother Church has given us to use. What is so elite about doing our job as servants of the liturgy? Remember, the liturgy does not serve us. We serve it. What do we usually get instead? That last option in the GIRM. The other suitable song. What does that other suitable song land up being? Gather us in, all are welcome. Anything with words that brag about our gathering together for a meal, or being together as one with each other, or just simply praises us, and sung in a musical style that's fit for rock concerts, tent revivals, hee-haw, Sesame Street, or a mighty wind. Yes, the general instruction of the Roman Missal says that our singing should foster unity. That does not mean that our song should brag about it. Our fostering of unity should mean the act of, not the bragging about, people singing and praying together. It is my experience going into a number of churches over the years that these songs that brag about gathering and singing together are sung by the cantor, perhaps a choir, but hardly by anyone in the congregation. You hear that kind of crap 9 out of 10 times. From my own experience, I don't see too many lips moving. I don't see too many books open. Well, maybe with the exception of a couple of arrogant liturgist wannabes that want to make themselves known, but that's about it. The other big pet peeve, the altering of a Mass text, namely the ordinary of the Mass, to fit some innovative new ditty. Written in one of the styles I just mentioned a minute or two ago. And in some cases, changing the meaning altogether of a particular phrase. In fact, when I'm a music director somewhere, I insist on using texts that are faithful to what is prescribed by the church. After all, these are the texts given to us by the church to use at their disposal. By the way, I need to clear up one very common misunderstanding. A lot of people have forgotten that the extraordinary form of the Mass is not the only Mass that's in Latin. The ordinary form of the Mass is also in Latin. It was written in Latin. However, the ordinary form has also been translated from Latin into the vernacular tongues by committees of or hired by bishops' conferences of their respective countries so that vernacular can be an available option. The vernacular translations then get approved or rejected or corrected by the Vatican. Now, there are two expressions that are very popular in the Catholic blogosphere these days, and I love both of these expressions. First one, say the black, do the red. Say the black, do the red. This reminds us that the black print in the Roman Missal is our Mass text. This is what we say or sing. The red is the instruction that tells the priest and people what to do and how to do it. Now, I've always said that my idea of being a liturgist is to implement widespread use of that very expression. Say the black, do the red. Make sure everyone's doing it and doing it well. Then, and only then, would I eliminate my own position. Once say the black, do the red, intelligence sticks to you forever like feet in quicksand or in cement. There is no further need for a lay liturgist. The second expression. Save the liturgy, save the world. Preserve our liturgy so that it doesn't bring heaven to us, but draws us closer to heaven. Enough widespread use of preserving our liturgy will help draw us to heaven by making us earn our way there. It's like saving for a first car. It's better appreciated when it's earned, as opposed to just given. Save the liturgy. Save the world. Say the black. Do the red. That is all. And now, ensemble vocal Pythagore. And there you just heard the French-based ensemble vocal Pythagore and their nicely interesting rendition of the Mode 8 chant, Veni Creator Spiritus. In fact, they're using the text as altered for the 1974 Graduale Romanum. The ensemble vocal Pythagore comes courtesy of the Classic Cat, where you can find free downloads to many classical MP3s. I'll also leave a link in the show notes to the ensemble's website. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's edition of the good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Pterodactyl Airlines, flying you around the world since B.C. Today we present the Come Holy Ghost edition of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you probably already got it figured out what songs we're going to feature today. Yep, the Come Holy Ghost edition. Here we go. The good. Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed, as written by the French Jesuit Louis Lambalat, and in 3/4 time. The bad. One Spirit, One Church by Kevin Kyle,
which has Come Holy Ghost relegated to use as verses, while a self-praising refrain that boasts about the kind of people we are prevails. To boot, Come Holy Ghost is dumbed down to 4-4 time. The Ugly. One spirit, one church, accompanied on a toy piano. Exactly how I keep hearing this bloody song in my head. Christos Vintage.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
Liturgical dancers mustn't prance around the altar carrying incense balls. If you see this happening, spread the germ around. You might even save your church from a freak accident.
Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. Ah, yes, spring. A perfect time to watch my daughter play some more softball. And a perfect time for the Red Sox to kick some tail, too. Oh, wait, that's October, sorry. But it's also a perfect time to spring down to the Crystals Vintage Interactive Corner. You'll find that by logging into crystalsvintage.com and scrolling down on that main page. You'll find all sorts of fun things to do, like leave a vote at Podcast Alley, or a dig at dig.com, or drop a line at our message boards, or join our rapidly growing group on Facebook, Fans of Crystals Vintage Anywhere. Or even visit my own Facebook page. Come on down to crystalsvintage.com and visit our CV Interactive Corner. Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Crystals Vintage the Blog is running in the Best Religion Blog category, and Crystals Vintage Anywhere in the Best Podcast category. And we'll leave these links in the show notes as well.
Can I help you?
Yes.
I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please.
I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vinci Anywhere, and customers that go there. If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return, I'll send that store an 8.5x11 piece of paper with the words Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystals Vintage Anywhere, available at, along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkle slicer, just underneath your now-serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, at the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, listen to Christos Vintage Anywhere at christosvintage.com. This is a great chance to promote Christos Vintage Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69@yahoo.com, and I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. June 22nd marks the celebration of New Catholic Media. If you can get there, this celebration is taking place at the Georgia Convention Center in Atlanta. You get to see and hear some of your well-known podcasters, bloggers, and others, like Jeff Miller, Catholic blogosphere's favorite funny man, the Kurt Jester, Lisa Hendy, who hosts Catholic Moments, Father Roderick Von Hogan, founder of SQPN and host of The Daily Breakfast and many other shows, Greg and Jennifer Willits of Rosary Army and That Catholic Show, Joe McLean, the Catholic hack himself, Father Seraphim Bishoner, the Catholic under the hood, and much more. In that same convention center, on 2 days immediately before that, by the way, is the 2008 Eucharistic Congress, so you have two great reasons to hang around Atlanta for the weekend. The Eucharistic Congress is on June 20th and 21st, and the Catholic New Media Celebration is on June 22nd. I'll leave a link to all of these in the show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vintage Anywhere, or Christos Vintage TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere and Christos Vincit TV.
Made on a crappy PC.